Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
All right. It is time for Plead the Fifth. This is where you will have the opportunity to sit in the hot seat and plead the fifth on one of five questions. Now, what are the five questions? We don't know. Well, we know this today, but JC, you're in the hot seat for Plead the Fifth today, and you do not know the question. So you may plead the fifth on the very first question. That means you have to answer the rest of the questions.
Oh, gosh.
Last week, I was in the hot seat. I saved my plead the fifth, and I ended up not using it. So maybe you won't even need it, but maybe you will need it.
Okay.
The questions are not easy. Are you ready?
Yeah, the questions are not easy at all. We gave you some hard ones last week, too. I give you credit for flying through them.
Okay. So, question number one for Plead the Fifth today, JC, sitting in the hot seat. Have you ever had a crush on a coworker while you were in a relationship?
Once you plead the fifth, you're done?
That's it. You're done.
Mercedes, Steph, for parties involved, I would like to plead the fifth.
No. I feel like that was such a waste because I feel like based on you pleading the fifth, the answer is yes.
Well, I don't want to incriminate. I don't think there's other parties. It's not fair to Laura, and I don't think the other parties would hear this. I don't think they're in town anymore.
So but are you pleading the fifth?
I'm pleading the fifth. I'm pleading the fifth.
Yeah, so you're literally answering this question while you plead the fifth.
Yeah,
so
right.
Just leave
yeah, okay,
it.
Leah, just leave it. Plead the fifth.
Okay.
The
this
fifth.
Means you have to answer every single question we give you for the rest of the game.
Oh, and they could be bad, too.
Oh, darn it.
And he accidentally answered that, too.
You're right. Like, I just said plead the fifth. I should have said move on.
You messed up on that. All right. Steph, go ahead. Answer. Ask the question.
Question number two, JC. Your wife, Laura, gained 50 pounds. Would you still be attracted to them?
Oh.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. The relationship is it's just more than physical attraction. There's so many layers to our relationship. Plus, Laura has Crohn's disease, and she deals with a lot. So if Laura put on 50 pounds, that probably means her Crohn's disease is in remission. She's able to keep weight, and I would be so happy. So I would absolutely still be attracted to my wife, Laura, if she put on 50 pounds. Yes.
That is the correct answer.
Correct. Yes. If it was something else, we would end the game now.
I'm like, no way.
Okay. Question number three.
Oh, gosh.
Plead the fifth, which you have to answer because you've always already used your plead the fifth. JC, what's the meanest thing you've ever done to someone?
The meanest thing. You know what? There's something that I did. I was 18 or 19 at the time. And I just started dating this girl. I was trying to get her out with me. And she finally said yes. And we went out. And her name was Rebecca. We're having a lot of fun. She was like evolving into my girlfriend. I'll never forget. It was that summer. I was working at the inn. And my buddy, Guy, came out to me. And he's like, dude, you don't want to have a girlfriend. This summer's going to be amazing. So many parties, so many chicks. You don't want to be tied down. I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I don't want to be tied down. And so instead of doing the proper thing and breaking up with this girl, I just stopped calling her. I ghosted her before ghosting was even a term.
Oh, man.
But I'm looking back. I'm trying to think how I did it because she had my home phone number. I don't know if my parents were in on it when she'd call the house and I would just avoid her calls. But I went from all in on a relationship, nice makeout sessions, you know, we're 18, to just completely not talking for probably about a week until she finally called me at the hotel because she knew where I worked and just laid into me. And she had every right to, but I really look back. That was mean to just completely walk away from a relationship without saying one single word to her.
You and Rebecca could have been happily ever after.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Was it worth it? Was that summer the summer of your life?
Not one girl my way that summer. End of the summer, I'm like, Guy, where are the girls? I mean, that was the dumbest thing ever.
All right. Question number four. You're doing very well. JC's already used his plead the fifth, so he has to answer. the remaining two questions. Steph, what you got?
Which of your friends do you secretly think is in a bad relationship? Name drop them.
I got a name drop?
Yeah,
no,
which of your friends?
I can't name drop.
You have to. You already pled the fifth.
That's not fair to them. I can't explain the situation.
This is how the game works, though, Stacey.
You guys made me name a name for which of my husband's friends.
I got to name a name.
You literally made me name a name. The rules apply to you, too.
Oh, gosh. I can't name. I can tell you the whole situation. I can't name a name. It's a buddy of mine that was he just got out of a really bad relationship. It was a long-term relationship. And he's now in a new relationship like that. And I just think he needs to slow things down because it could backfire. He went from one relationship right all in on another one. I'm sure this girl is fantastic. He's so happy. But at the same time, I just want to be like, dude, slow down. Slow down a little bit. I got to give a name?
Who is it?
Mercedes, do I have to give a name?
That's the rules. I mean, if you don't want to, I guess you can break the rules, but that's the rule of this game.
I can't.
Just say it really fast. Like you're sneezing.
Oh, Harry!
Oh.
Uh-oh. Do we have the dump line ready?
Okay, moving on. Last question.
Last question.
I'm very happy, very happy. Just need to slow down.
Why am I sweating?
I'm so hot right now.
I'm not even in the hot seat.
Listen, we're all friends. I mean, I want to go snitching on me.
You know? What if they're listening?
No, they're not listening right now. I'm safe.
It'll get back to them.
If it gets back to me, I know there's a snitch amongst us.
JC's friend Hot Chew is going to be calling. This is Hot Chew. Did you just say my name?
Thanks a lot. This is a chew. I got to be for JC.
Okay, last question. You cannot plead the fifth.
I'm sweating. I'm red right now, Mercedes.
You are red. You are very red. Okay. Last question on plead
the
fifth. If you could change one thing about your appearance, and it's not that you're very red right now, one thing about your appearance, what would it be?
I have a double deviated septum. I was born that way. And because of that, my right nasal passage is 90% clogged. And throughout my entire life, all my breathing through my nose has been through my left nostril. And that's affected my nose. So it's my nose. I've thought about having some kind of procedure, maybe even a nose job or something. Because if you look to my left side, I look a certain way. The nostril is very small and forms well to my face. You look at my right side, the nostril that's blocked and there's no air flowing, it hasn't been moving for X amount of years, it's completely different. So I would like to change my nose so where it's symmetrical and not off.
Oh, okay. So is that why we could really hear you mention your friend's name, Achu, because of that one nostril being so loud? JC, you survived! Plead the fifth, you survived!
Oh, we don't know yet. We'll find out tomorrow.
Steph, next week, you're in it.
No!
You're in it next week.
Oh, is it too early to put in a week left in for work?
No.
Achoo, I'm feeling not good. I'm not good.
Oh, well, that was intense. So Plead the Fifth returns next Wednesday. It's Mix 94.1, or next Tuesday. What is it? I'm so turned around, Mercedes.
I'm checking the text line. People think that you said, oh, okay. They all people know what you said.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.